Hello?
Hey man, can you hear me?
Damn, can barely hear you, man. Just drop the volume, come on.
Okay. How about now?
Yeah man, loud and clear. Waiting day now, what's going on?
Where the fuck you been, you bitch? We're running out of time, you know?
Oh, just shut up. I've been on the road. You're just a fucking idiot.
Be like you the Chris Abby. Time don't go now. Waiting make man can't do like this.
I'm just link the phone to the computer. Let's do some USB shit. I'll just record from here.
Man, you sure say you go work like this?
Patience, man. Never done this before, and you know, so let's find out together.
Alright, mate. I'm gonna start recording now.
Okay, man. No wahala. Let's do it.
This is Ballbenders. Yes, people. Welcome along to another episode. This, of course, is Ballbenders. Mubarak stuck somewhere in traffic, but Hakuna Matata is right over here with me via the phone line. Can you hear me, dog?
Loud and clear.
Alright then. Close yours. Get it moving.
What's going on, everybody? Manchester to London to Munich to Madrid to Berlin. Today we start from London, where Chelsea are looking to bring in a very interesting footballer from Germany, Leverkusen to be precise. His name is Kai Havertz, only 20 years old, good on the ball. He plays in the central attacking midfield role, and he has scored a couple of goals already for Bayer Leverkusen this season. Chelsea already have one German in their squad, which is of course Timo Werner, finalized in the next couple of days. And if they can bring in Kai Havertz, who has been linked with Bayern Munich, if you look at Bayern Munich way back memory lane, they like to have the best German talent play for them. And if Bayern Munich have been in for these players for a while and they could not get them, and Chelsea somehow managed to bring in two of them, it can only get better for Frank Lampard. You look at the players he's been linked with, you understand that he knows exactly what he's doing, what he demands of the players. Chelsea already have Hakim Ziyech. I would imagine he would play something of a right winger next season, similar to the way Riyad Mahrez plays for Manchester City. Linking up with Mason Mount and Pulisic, I mean, that would be absolutely amazing. If Chelsea get Timo Werner and Kai Havertz over the line, two great replacements for Eden Hazard, who left for Madrid, and Willian, who we don't exactly know where he's moving to yet, but it seems to me like Willian could be leaving Chelsea. It's halftime.
This is Ballbenders. What do you reckon about this thing where they see on Twitter say players when they kneel down they greet themselves? Which way now?
I can't remember his name, something Bandari, but he's the chairman of Kick It Out. Kick It Out is an organization that works against racism. He's been there for a while. Some players do not believe in it. Will Ferdinand, I heard him speak about it. He said he doesn't believe in the organization Kick It Out, but it is what it is. Chairman Mr. Bandari has said that footballers kneeling down rather than handshakes would be something good for football. Everyone is fucking scared of corona. Rather than shake hands, rather than not shake hands or give knuckles and just kneel, which is a form of greeting in some cultures and also a form of protest. There's an NFL player, not just was, he still is a player, he's still active. He's been kneeling down since 2016 just in protest of police brutality in America. It's not gone down well with the authorities right there in that country, but he's saying, I keep going until you guys listen to me. And it seems finally he's getting vindicated. If this one comes to football, even though I'm not sure how many footballers would be willing to go in that direction, but if it does happen, then this is victory for the world. It is victory for football. It is everyone coming together and saying, fuck racism, we are all human beings and we must live as one human race. I mean, it's not enough to be non-racist. We all have to be anti-racist at this point. We all have to flush it out of the system. And for footballers to take that direction, it is them just starting in their very small way, which would definitely turn into something big, because you realize how influential these footballers are, how important they are to a lot of people.
Very well said, man. But still, you know, say you be bumbo clad.
Shut the fuck up.
Thank you everybody for listening. You've just listened to what could as well be the foundation of an interesting brand new format. Lips sealed, but do keep anticipating. That's a wrap for today, and we are over.